We present My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Shrine. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Thank you. Once again, it's My Music, and the company we offer you is John Amis and Frank Muir versus Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. And the first round this week involves the contestants in a little spelling, a spelling bee, as we used to say. John, here's a Beethoven symphony, and I am assuming that you know how to spell Beethoven. John, the conductor on that recording, you'll be pleased to know, was Hans Schmidt Ischstedt. H-A-N-S...
Hyphen.
No, S-C-H-M-I-D-T, hyphen, I-double-S-E-R-S-T-E-D-T.
Correct! Absolutely right! Yes, thank you.
I thought you were going to ask me to spell Beethoven.
I was going to ask you to spell symphony, actually.
Well, no, seventh.
The reason why I mentioned that is that there was a German film about Beethoven, and I saw it advertised once in Switzerland, and it had a big poster, B-E-E-H-T-O.
Yes. A little bit like Liszt, whose letters everybody gets wrong way around on the L-I-Z-S-T. Yes. Anyway, you were right with Hans Schmidt Ischstedt, and you've got us off the mark for 2 marks. Frank, more
spelling.
B-A-C-H. Now, yours, Frank, is a familiar song. Listen to this. Now, the fact that the gentleman singing it is Russian has nothing to do with the fact that it's a well-known song with a well-known title. How do you spell the well-known title?
With a hyphen. it's funiculi.
Yes, let's have a spelling of that, please.
Funiculi is funiculi.
Ah, you've got, yes.
F-U-N-I-C-U-L-I.
Yes.
And funicular has an R on the end normally. F-U-N-I-C-U-L-A-R. But would they dock it for the song is another matter. The funicular railway.
Yes, funicular railway, yes. The trap, of course, was some people might say funicular. It's funicular. Yes.
Foolish people.
Too much to you. No, fellish people, actually. Yeah. Ian, this, I think you may agree, is the greatest.
Clay, the most beautiful fighter in the world today.
And so on. Everyone calls him Muhammad Ali. But how is he spelt, please? M... not easy.
M-U...
Yes.
H...
Yes.
A...
Yes.
M...
Yes. Another one.
Another one.
Another M.
M.
Yes. Yes. Take your time, Ian. Take your time.
You wait till he gets to Ali, you whiz.
Well, I've always got Cassius Clay up my sleeve.
Try the last two letters of Muhammad Ali.
E.
No. And the last one.
D.
No. Yes, it's A-D. On the end, not ED. Yes, so you're going to get.
I can't spell Cassius Clay, and Ali is A L I.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to give. We'll give you one.
Is O L E acute?
One out of two. Dennis, a great French guitarist, partner of Stefan Grappelli, who, by the way, changed the spelling of his name so that the final Y became an I. Can you spell the guitarist, Dennis?
D-J-A-N-G-O.
Yes.
G-U-I-R. R-E-I-N-H-A-R-D-T.
2 marks. Very good. Yes.
What a strange song for him to play.
Yeah, Lambeth Walk.
Lambeth Walk.
Recorded in 1938.
It's like seeing Jackie Onassis at the sales.
Well, you did well with spelling. Let's see if you can supply the second line or the complimentary line to a song lyric. John, try this one on your own, if you will, even though it's a little bit out of your musical style. If I'd known you were coming...
I'd have baked a cake.
Yes, you've heard of that one. Yes, about you. Frank, the next horse I ride on...
I'll try it astride on.
It's a very good improvisation. Dennis, do you happen to know the complimentary line? It's actually, I'll give you the mark, because it's a very good line. The actual song was, the next horse I ride on, I'm going to be tied on. From long, long, long ago.
Where's it come from?
Old song.
Really?
Music hall years, around about then. Ian, this is a case of finishing off the title. Where did Robinson Crusoe go?
Looking for a footprint in the sand.
Snow.
Nearly. Well... There was a
song of my youth which was, poor old Robinson Crusoe didn't know what to do so.
Yes, the variations.
This is not it, is it?
Variations in the RAF, I remember too.
I think
now,
it was.
Try and see if you can work it out. Where did Robinson Crusoe go? Think of the man whose footprints they were.
Friday on Saturday night.
Yes, but I didn't allow helping the other side, so I mustn't allow helping
here.
No, I think.
Mind you, a footprint in the sand was leading me to Friday.
Well, yes. We give him the mark then. Shall we give him the mark?
Yes.
That's right. Right. Dennis, a lovely one for you. Just like Washington crossed the Delaware. It's a genuine American song. Just like Washington
crossed the Delaware. This is not a song of which I'm well aware. The only one is the tattooed lady, Washington crossing the Delaware.
Yes, that's right. Well, it's that subject. You know, it's a First World War song, actually.
Oh, I don't know, no.
Well, I don't see
I
why...
I thought it was Lydia, the...
No. I don't see why everybody shouldn't have a mark in this round. Everybody has, right, Chris?
Well, what is...
Just like Washington crossed the Delaware, General Pershing will cross the Rhine.
Oh.
I always have this... I was this feeling that, you know, this nightmare that I might have been the composer to whom a lyric writer rushed up.
Yes.
I've got this great idea for a song. Just like Washington crossed the Delaware, General Pershing will cross the Rhine. Just like Washington crossed the hopeless. And the next round. I'm going to play the four of you a piece of music, a single piece of music for the four. You won't know it, at least I hope you won't know it. And then I'm going to ask you what you think it ought to be called. And then when you've had a stab at the title, we'll see what the composer himself called it. Here's the music. Stuff, I think. First thing to establish, John, is that you don't actually know it, do you? Do you recognise it?
No, it seems vaguely familiar.
Yes, it could be that. What would you want to call it, then? It's every man for himself here.
Well, it depends how far I got in my output, but I might call it Symphony No. 4.
Well, that would be a bit of a cop-out, wouldn't it?
Well, then I'd call it Elegie.
Yes, Elegie. Symphony No. 4. Energy, all right, yes. Frank, what would you think that might be called?
It seemed to me to be the background music to a sort of kitchen scene. And that marvellous, rising, exultant there. And I think I'd call it The Souffle's Worked.
Yes, that element of triumph in the music.
Yes. I found it there too.
Yes, I think the composer, who may well be listening, I think he'd be glad of that. Ian, have you a name for that music?
At first, one felt it could have been the from the soundtrack of almost any Stuart Granger movie of the early days. But it was the starting rather fanciful and intensifying. I think I would call it anesthetic fantasy.
Right. I hope for your sake you don't know the composer when we come to his name. Yes. What would you call that?
Well, I heard in it something like surf pounding on sand, and I would call it, that's where Robinson Crusoe went with Friday.
Well, I think that ought to give Dennis a mark, to tell you the truth, if not anybody else, because you've got the sea connection, which is very strong there, with thoughts of Shakespeare's Tempest and Ariel and Miranda and all the rest of them. The composer, William Orwin, called it The Magic Island. That's the actual title of the music.
I thought the souffle was close. It's a little bit more salt in it, and yes. You're
amazing. And you could go to a magic island under an anaesthetic.
Yes, right. Before it gets any worse.
Souffle rises and falls, but it's not tidal.
No. Souffle and up she rises. Souffle and up she rises. Before it gets any worse, I'm going to call a halt, and we're going to go to the next round. This next round, you'll need pens and paper. It concerns numbers. In fact, there's an addition sum to be done. So a nice clean sheet of paper in front of you, and a pen or pencil out.
People it's supposed to be about music. We've had spelling and adding up.
People at home might like to try this as well. You're going to hear some snatches of songs that mention numbers, like, for example, songs like 5 Minutes More or Thanks a Million. Each time there's a reference to a number, add it to the total. So, for instance, somebody singing Thanks a million thanks to you would be 2 million, right? Million, million. Total 2 million. But the number must be properly spelt, gentlemen.
Are calculators allowed?
No, not at all. Now, the preposition to, like from me to you, doesn't count as two, T-W-O. Must be properly spelt number.
Same goes with F-O-R, I suppose.
Yes, it does, that's right, yes. A properly spelt number intended to be a number in the song.
What about Born Free?
Yes. So that's your particular problem. Right, there's one medley for the four of you, so it's a case of the same addition sum for each of you working individually. When it's over, I'll go around taking your totals and we'll see who got it right. Right.
Stay where you are, I'm a shout.
Oh, yeah, well, feel free. Right. Pencils, paper, ears akimbo, write down all the numbers you hear.
Oh, pretty baby, one more time, just one more time. Let me do the things that I used to do. Let me sit down to some tea for two. One more time, just one more time. You can call me out, you can call me names, if you let me play those parlor games. One more time, just one more time.
Can I have another bit?
Start me with 10, who are stout-hearted men, and I'll soon give you 10,000 more.
Picture me upon your new tea for two and two to TK. Can't you see how happy we're gonna be? Nobody near is the interior, it's fancy lace. We know the kids won't ever tell. We own a telephone there.
Another 100 people just got off of the train and came up through the ground pile. Another 100 people just got off of the bus and they're looking around at. Another 100 people who got off of the plane and they're looking at us who got off of the train and the plane and the bus maybe yesterday.
When I see the five, it reminds me of the five wise virgins who trimmed their lamps. There were 10 of them. Five were wise and were saved. Five were foolish and were shut out.
Right, that's the medley. While you're adding those up, let me just run through the list of singers we heard. They were, in case you should be interested, Bing Crosby, Barbara Streisand, Anita O'Day, Pamela Myers, Phil Harris, And finally, Richard Stilgo, in what he describes as his favourite number. Well, there's a lot of feverish adding up going on here. Time to check your totals. John, have you got a total? What did you make it?
4 million...
Go on.
711,047.
Right, that's yours. Frank, your total, please. Give or take a minute.
I'm not used to these figures. 4,710,341.
Right. Ian?
4,701,155.
Okay. And Dennis?
I don't know if I've got the columns right. I think I've... I can't... It's 478-1151.
None of you got it right. For the sake of people listening at home, I will give you the totals regarding each song and then the final total. In One More Time, there was 8. In Stout-Hearted Men, there was 10,010. In Tea for Two, there was 4. In Another 100 People, there were 300. Yeah. In Deck of Cards, 30. And in Richard Stilgo's song, 4,700,891. The correct total, which none of you got, was 4,711,243.
What's you got next, Steve? PT now.
Actually, religious instruction. Now, the next round has a theme, and the theme, I think, will become apparent as we go along. John, first simple question to you. When was this first heard? Give or take a day, yes, you're absolutely right. March the 3rd, 1875. There you go. It being the overture to Carmen. Frank, this is an entry from somebody's journal. Monday, July the 18th, 1910. Tertia told me that the mater said, on seeing Carmen at Hanley Theatre, I don't like that woman at all. Whose journal, Frank?
Recently published. Arnold Bennett.
Fairly. Arnold Bennett, yes. Hanley. Arnold Bennett's journals, that's right. A most entertaining volume.
Marvellous, mm. Yeah.
You got it from Hanley and Tertia and so on, yes. Good for you.
He's very good in... He's terribly good on all his visits to musical evenings.
Yes, he's very sound on music in general. For instance, this next one that I've got for Ian, this is also in from Arnold Bennett's journal. It's about Hans Richter at a concert. Richter... Bennett wrote, allowed his orchestra to go through the second movement of Tchaikovsky's Pathetic Symphony without his conducting at all. At the end, he clapped delightedly, then turned to the audience with a large gesture of the arms to indicate that really he had nothing to do with the whole affair. Mm-hmm. Rather nice, unusual bit of modesty from conductor. Ian, the Pathetic Symphony, the second movement. For your mark, how does that go? And you may use the fingers of one hand.
I'd rather whistle it, I think.
Yes, have a go.
Or something like that.
Yes, actually, that comes at a different point. It's.
Well, that's what I meant.
That is,
yes,
what you were whistling.
I'm not... I never was much of a siffleur.
No, no.
Or souffle.
Dennis, back to the show. I was quoting earlier on, do you remember, from Arnold Bennett's journals, the Bennett journals. Mm. Your question, what contribution to music was made by Bennett with Williams?
Well, Bennett and Williams, yes, yes, were a very funny male double act. Of the variety theatre right through to the 50s, and one of them is now working in films, playing character parts in films, and they used to play very weird instruments called phono fiddles. Yes. In fact, one of them used to sometimes make it out of an ordinary wooden spade with a bucket on the end as the sound box.
Yes. A very unpleasant sound it was, too, wasn't it, as I recall. Yes. Right, you got the mark there. On to the last round. Happiness and Tears form the basis for the closing round this week. They're all getting ready to sing, singing from our four contestants. John, Tears, in your case, Art Thou Weeping in Loneliness? That's my translation, anyway, of a G-flat aria in Rigoletto, Act 2, Scene 1. I'll play you a bar and chut-chut and chut-chut.
Bar for nothing.
Yes, a bar for nothing. Right.
For me the delle lacrime scorrenti da quel ciglio quando tra il dubbio e l'ansia nostro amore il suo buon tia chiamo.
Yes, Frank, cast your mind back to South Pacific, the island of Ballyhigh, and a lesson in happy talk.
No.
That one.
Does it go up later, or does it stay?
I've picked this key with infinite care. I've been planning this for weeks, and it should be an F for you.
Come on, then. Give
what the street collectors used to call handpicked.
Happy dog in happy talk. Talk about things you like to do. You got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? Talk about a boy talking to a girl. Golly, I am such a lucky cuss. Talking of a girl talking to a boy. Golly, we are lucky to be us. Happy, happy talking, happy talk. Talk about things you like to do. You got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true?
Steve, I think Steve is in front of
you. Don't spend 3 weeks next time on Tuesday. If you could just sort of rummage in a bag and pick one out.
I had a nasty feeling it might be my fault.
No, it wasn't your fault.
Yes, it was. Do you want to do the last bit now?
Yes. He's implying that your true
sing it
was
in my
false.
Key? Yeah. Can I sing it in my key?
Oh, go on. Yes, finish.
Or you'll never have a dream come. You like?
I had a feeling that when I let you choose your key, it would be my key as well, and it was.
Hey, what was the Lancashire accent for?
Well, it was to give it a verisimilitude.
Oh, John. Yeah. Appropriate title of Dennis's song in view of this last epic. Dennis, we've had Tears from John, Happy Talk from Frank. From you, a touch of optimism. You've got to keep on trying.
Yeah. Can you go right down on this one? Because it's a Jimmy Durante song, and he goes well, right down.
How about that? How about that, right?
Yeah. Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah.
One little slip doesn't mean you're losing your grip. Just gotta keep on trying. One little fall don't mean you're no good at all. You gotta keep on trying. One small mistake should never make you despair. One little break and you'll be riding on air. I tell you, one little flop don't mean you won't reach the top. You gotta keep on trying.
Nice little song. Ian, happiness, according to your song, consists in recollecting how lucky you are. Or to put it more poetically, count your blessings.
This is one of those sort of songs of the old
I would almost go back to the silent film days when between films they would put on a song for the audience to sing and a little ball would bounce along the words. So feel free to join in if you can see them without that.
Count your blessings one by one. When dawn appears and day has just begun, they will light your heart with happiness. Make each hour bright and bring you gladness. Count your blessings one by one. When day is done and the toil of day is done, and in sweet dreams they'll come again to you. If you will count your blessings each day.
You may consider it a blessing that this edition of My Music is over. I don't know. It's been the victory for Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the program was produced by Tony Schreiner.